Mura and Harper Audio present It's Been a Pleasure, Noni Blake, by Claire Christian. Performed by Ione Butler. One. I hear the rumble of the garbage truck, and my eyes jolt open. Fuck, I forgot to put the bins out. Again. Joan always put the bins out. I can count on one hand how many times I've remembered to put the bins out in the 18 months since we broke up. When my eyes adjust to the light, I realize, however, that I have not missed bin day, because my bin day is Tuesday. And it's not Tuesday morning, it's Monday morning. And I'm not in my own bed. I'm in the firefighter's bed. And I can't remember the firefighter's name. I can't remember the firefighter's name because for the past few weeks, I've just called her the firefighter. Oh my fucking God, I had sex. I had sex with the firefighter. I had very good, very drunk sex with the firefighter. The firefighter in question is sound asleep, her tousled, bleach blonde hair spurting onto the pillow. I squeeze my eyes shut and clench my teeth and feel my insides squish in stunned delight. This is not how I thought yesterday would end up. I had only agreed to go to the station's community barbecue because I wanted to drop off a carton of beer as a thank you gift for the amazing presentations they'd done for my grade 10 students. I mean, I liked the idea of seeing the firefighter. The two times I'd taken my students to the station for the car safety presentations, I definitely caught myself staring at her when she wasn't looking and smiling awkwardly when she did glance my way. On the second visit, we'd spoken briefly about the unseasonably hot weather, but that was it, so I had not foreseen staying for a drink, nor that drink becoming many, many more drinks, leading to me attempting to flirt with the firefighter, trying my darndest to maintain a cool composure, which I feel I navigated superbly, right up until she asked me if I wanted to go home with her.
Abso-fucking-lutely,
I'd said, high-pitched and way too eager. I grabbed my temples, feeling a surge of embarrassment at the memory of her attempting to go down on me as I flailed about, distracted by the fact that I was wearing giant beige undies. What time is it? I need to find a clock. Or my phone. Where is my phone? I get up with such stealth and quiet precision that I pull a muscle in my neck. I wince in pain as I stalk through her apartment on my tiptoes, like a cartoon burglar, stealing back my decency as I bundle my things into my arms, trying to be as quiet as humanly possible. I look at the microwave. 5:53 a.m. What do I do? Do I leave a note? Do I leave my number? Do I want to see the firefighter again? I don't think I do. Is that okay? Shit, I don't want to be rude. I find a pen on her very tidy kitchen table and scrawl a note on the back of an envelope. You're lovely, I jot down, and before I realize what I'm writing, my hand autopilots. Thank you. I look at it. Thank you? Thank you for having sex with me? Thank you for breaking my very long, sexless, over 2-year drought? Thank you for not being a weirdo? Thank you for the orgasms? Thank you in advance for reading this bizarre note and nodding in mutual agreement that this was a painless and relatively well-executed one-night stand? I sign my name, Noni, and add XX to suggest an illusion of cool about the whole thing. But I am not feeling cool. Not even a little bit. I mean, is leaving a note the correct etiquette in this day and age? I've had a few one-night stands before, but they were at the beginning of the millennium. And things have most definitely changed since then. The last time I had a one-night stand, people thought shrugs were a perfectly sound fashion choice. A note, Noni? Really? Don't leave a note. I peer back into her bedroom to check that she's still asleep as I chuck my...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?